The EU Foreign Affairs Council is meeting in Kirchberg today to discuss trade relations with the US. Panic selling has gripped global markets this morning as US tariffs continue to send shockwaves around the world and deepen fears of a global recession. Donald Trump, speaking to reporters, has defended his trade policy, saying that sometimes you have to take the medicine to fix something. In other news, a serious accident on Sunday between Bacharaj and Pétange left three people critically injured, one of whom, a 22-year-old woman, later died in hospital. Luxembourg residents are being warned not to touch dead hares without protective gear after veterinary officials confirmed a case of tularemia, a disease that can spread to both animals and humans. Violent storms battering the central eastern United States have killed at least 17 people, with the National Weather Service warning of devastating flash flooding and destruction across several states. And CFL is embarking on their yearly Easter holiday construction, impacting the Esch-sur-Alzette, Arlon and Thionville Metz lines and northern Luxembourg connections. No trains will be running for the next 2 weeks. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's another sunny day throughout the country, kicking off a lovely sunny spring week. After a chilly start, temperatures will go from 7 to 8 degrees this morning to highs of 12 to 13 degrees in the afternoon.